Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. The website, hey, it's a good one, an easy one to remember, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, this 13th day of September 2021. Well, folks, at mid and late morning, the center of Tropical Cyclone Nicholas is off the mid-Texas coast, kind of due southeast of the Corpus Christi area, kind of northeast of Brownsville. Folks, this system a little bit further west than we thought it would be. It'll likely approach the Texas coast. It's already doing that, actually. But it'll actually move ashore somewhere probably north and east of Rockport, Port Aransas by later tonight into early tomorrow morning, and then into the Texas coastal plains as a strong tropical storm. It'll likely then cross the I-10 corridor between Austin and Houston and then back into parts of East Texas beyond that. A couple of things have changed a little bit since we talked on Friday. Well, actually, the system has developed since then. But I don't think the system will slow down quite as much after it moves on shore. Need to watch that because that will result in heavier flood-producing rains across areas to the east of Austin. But nevertheless, with its track to the east of our area, we stay on the drier on the west side, if you will, which tends to be a drier side of these tropical cyclones. Now, if it continues a little further to the west, it would put us more in the shot of rain here locally. The more east it goes, the drier it ends up being. Now, when I say drier, I don't mean no rain at all. I just mean lighter rainfall amounts. And I'm still thinking with the current track that as it moves by the area in the next day or so to the east, that maybe a half inch to three quarters of an inch of rainfall. You get over toward LaGrange, areas like that toward Houston, that rainfall is going to be much, much heavier. Once we get beyond this, I think a drier, perhaps a little bit more of a stable air mass in place late week into the weekend. We'll still hold on to some chances of rain, but they will be down considerably as the temperatures, which will be down a little bit due to clouds and rain chances over the next couple of days, those temperatures will go back up again by the end of the week and into your weekend. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, 13th day of September 2021. I'll update my audio weather thoughts and the 7-day forecast. You find that on the website. We'll update that again tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning. Have yourself a good day.